This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1304, Trek versus Hike, and Lindsay's Best Outdoor Adventures.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. A listener on Instagram asked us, what is the difference between the words hike and trek? Find out today, plus get stories of adventures outdoors from Lindsay. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm so dry. It's so dry in Denver here.
Is that right?
It's the air. You know, it's actually the first time I've seen it rain probably in like a month since I arrived here. The air is so dry. It's sunny, but very dry. So yeah. Feeling dry.
That's interesting. Yeah, it is kind of dry around here too, I guess, but that's mostly really? Because I have to turn the heat up because it's so cold.
No, it's humid on the East Coast. I can't wait to go back. We are recording this pretty far in advance, so I'm going to go back for the holidays, and I can't wait to get back on the East Coast to get my hair back.
Oh, really? So what's your hair like?
Oh, my hair is awful in the dry weather. It goes flat. But when I'm in the East Coast, it's full of curls. Like, it's got more body. It's so much better.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny. So you're going to get your hair back.
Yeah. But I guess there are some benefits to living here in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you must go on a lot of hikes.
Yes. That is something that I definitely like to do here. And the hikes are serious business.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They are, you know, altitude, right? So you're going, Denver itself is at 5,280 feet, Mile High City. Wow. So, you know, when you hike, you go up to 14,000 feet, which you start to feel the altitude at about 11.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. So you've been hiking a lot, though?
Yeah. I've been trying more skiing right now in the winter, uh-huh. But just being outside on the weekends, that is what I want. So, yeah. What about you? Cool. I guess you used to hike a little bit, right?
Yeah, I did. Like when I travel, I'll usually do a hike, but I don't really just like when I'm home. I mean, it's funny. I feel sometimes like I'm hiking, just walking through New York. It's like
it could be considered that.
Yeah, it's in a way. In a way, it's a kind of jungle. But I haven't done any official hiking in a while. But I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, it is so fun. Just the way I know there's been some research done on what nature can do to your brain. When you spend time in nature, it like massages your brain and clears it out. It's so good.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, I don't know, a while ago, I did a video or maybe I think it was actually a photo on Instagram where I used the word trek.
Okay, cool. So, cool, yeah.
Lindsay, do you use this word? Trek?
I can think of kind of two situations. I use it in a few different ways, like in a non-literal way and in a literal way.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Well, so I mean, when I say trek in a non-literal way, I might say something like, oh my gosh, my day was so crazy. I trekked across Midtown to go and buy this special kind of pan to cook this dinner, right? To it's like it's being exaggerated. It's really exaggerating. I trekked over there and then I trekked downtown and uptown. But when I use it in a literal way, it's more like I went trekking across, you know, in Machu Picchu, we went trekking on the Inca Trail, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we actually, so along with that Instagram photo, we had a question from one of our followers, Milky and Ginger asked, what is the nuance between hiking and trekking?
Oh, wow. What a good question. Now, this is a high level listener. Guys, these are the kinds of questions we want. And, you know, this makes me think this listener is immersed in English. And guys, take questions from your English immersion, like watch a TV show and then send us a question.
Right, right, right. Love it. Yeah. So we're going to get into this in a second. But guys, I have a confession. I don't have the iOS app. And it's because I have an Android. Oh my God.
I know, can't
so
believe it.
I actually can't get on the All Ears English app. And I, you know, so, but never fear. If you want to get our transcripts, which you should, because they're awesome and they can help you so much with your learning to be able to follow along with what we're saying. So if you guys, if you have an Android, if you don't have the iOS app, right, don't worry. You can get your transcripts emailed to you if you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. Guys, in 2020, we hope to build the Android app, but we don't have it yet. It's going to be a big project. So in the meantime, just sign up for email transcripts, okay? It's another good option. Again, the link is allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And Michelle, I'm sorry you can't see the app because you are involved with creating the personal power list,
That's right.
So anyways, hopefully we'll have it soon. But
that would be great. That would be great. All right, guys, so let's get into it. So hiking and trekking, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, they're so similar.
Yeah.
You know, I do think hiking is used more often to talk about taking a walk in nature, but trek is maybe more general. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, when I think about actually walking out in nature for a long time, the first word that pops into my head is hike, even though it can technically also be trek.
Yeah. Yes. It's tricky. I actually, when I think about it at first, I'm not sure what the difference is, to be honest. It's such a good question.
It really is. I mean, well, so both of them can be nouns and verbs, right? I trekked. Right. Let's go on a trek, or I hiked. Yep. Let's go on a hike, right? So, but let's just get into it a little bit more. And I mean, people can disagree. I mean, you might hear someone who uses trek all the time when, you know, and don't and doesn't use hike that much, right? So this is our basic idea and we're giving you the best answer, but really, this is one of those nuanced ones that, ooh, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. We want you guys to be able to use both, right? Exactly. I mean, this is one that the meaning is so close that you could get away with just interchanging them. It just gives you another vocabulary word to use,
Right. So let's do an example. So, Lindsay, if I said to you, I went on a hike in the mountains with my friends yesterday. I mean, do you think, would you ever say to me, I went on a trek in the mountains with my friends yesterday?
I wouldn't say it as much, but I don't think it would be wrong.
Right.
That's the thing, you know? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's not that it would be wrong. It's just about, like, Lindsay personally, what we would say, what we would hear. So sometimes, guys, when we go into these kinds of nuances, it's not always about what's right or wrong. Sometimes it's about the personality. So we're giving you the best answers as Lindsay and Michelle, right? And what we, not only what we say, but what we hear. Like, I can't imagine, I don't know that I've ever heard a friend say to me, oh, I took a trek in the mountains with my friends yesterday. I just don't hear that as much.
Yeah. I hear it used more as a verb. So I went trekking. I don't know. But obviously hiking can be used as a verb too. I went hiking. So tricky one.
To me, trek has like a big personality. I mean, both can, but I feel like trek has more spunk and attitude, right? In general, while hike can be used with attitude, we'll get into it. I think it's more often more like general and literal. Like what you were saying, you said trek could be used like you're exaggerating. So can hike, but I think that hike is also used more genuinely.
Okay. So that's kind of tuning into what I said earlier. Yeah. Right. I mean, the idea, the example I used, I had to trek across, you know, the Upper East Side, and then I trek downtown, right, because generally trek is in nature. It's not in the middle of a concrete jungle, right? So that's why that's non-literal, right?
Right.
Just so our listeners know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there are times when trek is used more genuinely, but for me personally, I hear it in a more like sarcastic, exaggerating kind of way.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. Okay. I could get on board with that.
Okay.
I
think that makes sense. Good. So let's talk about a couple more examples. So as in the first one, I said, I wouldn't necessarily say I took a trek in the mountains yesterday. Maybe somebody who's like very into nature would say, what are you talking about? I say that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here, what's another example of how to use this?
Guys, go ahead and hit subscribe right now. We are doing so much fun stuff at All Ears English, and we will be inviting you to participate. But you'll miss these invites if you are not subscribed to the show. So hit subscribe now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so this is kind of in a bit of a non-literal way. Yeah. So it's a real trek to get all the way up to your apartment, but I'll go because it's your birthday.
Right.
Yeah. So you're not talking about going through the mountains, right? Which is the literal definition of trekking, right? It's usually in nature, but you're using it in a figurative way, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Or if I say, when I look up trek in the dictionary, the dictionary says a long, arduous journey, especially one made on foot. So it doesn't say that it has to be in nature, but you know, that's how I feel like, I don't know. I feel like hike is more used in nature, but.
Well, I also wonder if like the long, long aspect of it could be, because I remember, you know, traveling in South America, there were lots of tour companies that would advertise like the Machu Picchu trek. That was a 4-day trek, right? That could have been called a 4-day hike, but I think trek emphasizes that long-term nature.
Interesting. You could also say, I trekked all the way up 15 flights of stairs and she wasn't even there yet.
Yeah, so that would be a bit more exaggerating a little bit, right?
Yeah,
you trekked, yeah.
So the question is, could you use hike in these ways? I think you could, right? I think that, I don't know, maybe this is more of a generational thing, but I have heard hike used in a more spunky way as well. Like, for example, if it's a real hike to get up to your apartment, but I'll go because it's your birthday. Like, that sounds fine to me.
Yeah, that sounds okay to me. So both are okay, really. It's just paying attention, guys, to how natives use these and then catch on that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, in general, I think you can use these both to say in an interesting way that something took a long time, that something was a long trip. It was a hike. It was a trek.
Yeah, I think so. I like the length of things. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Lindsay, have you been on a long trip recently? I guess you've been on a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I love to do this kind of stuff. I live for these kinds of adventures. Yeah, the Inca Trail was one that comes to mind a few years ago. And my best hike trek of my lifetime was probably Camino de Santiago in Spain, where I trekked 500 miles across the north of Spain. That was awesome.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. That is incredible. Oh, my God. I got to get to do some of that stuff.
Yeah, it was such a cheap vacation and I met so many amazing people. I got in really good shape and I mean, no downside.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, not as exciting, but my commute can be long because it's a 20-minute trek to the right train. And then after the train, I walk again. It's a hike, but I do it.
Ooh, I use both of them. Throwing in both hike and trek. Yeah. So guys, you can see they're quite interchangeable. Mm-hmm. You could also say it's a 20-minute hike to the right train, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I kind of feel like the takeaway today is almost, before we get to it, but just almost that they are very, very similar, practically synonyms.
Yeah, practically. Like, and they can both be used in kind of an exaggerated way and in a more genuine way. I just personally, the one tiny difference I feel is that I personally hear hike more also in a genuine way and in a exaggerated way, where I feel like Trek, I usually hear it more in an exaggerated way, personally.
Interesting. Okay,
but again, we can disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I've always talked about the Camino de Santiago, that trip, as being a hike. Like, I hiked across Spain, but this time I used it as far as using Trek. So again, it just depends. It depends. Yeah, but we're giving our listeners options today. So definitely, that's the good thing.
Definitely. Just a couple other chunks you can use, right? Like, if you were going to go, if you, like, let's say we are on a long trip and we're sweating and we run up the stairs and we finally get to our destination, I might say, what a hike.
Yeah, what a hike. I like that. Yeah, probably not what a trek.
Right. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So some chunks may go towards one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's true. Because maybe that's a little bit shorter. That might be the length aspect of it, too.
Yeah, yeah,
potentially. Yeah. Mm. I like this phrase, take a hike.
Yeah, it's mean, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it to someone, but you might see it in our media. You might see it in a movie. What does it mean, Michelle?
Well, it basically means go away, right? Yeah. Like leave, right? And it's in a nasty way. So you wouldn't say this unless you were upset with someone and you were okay with sounding rude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, maybe like teenage kids would say this to each other in some movie or something that you might see. Take a hike.
Right. Right. Yes, exactly. Or like, Lindsay, let's just do this little one. This is making it not that rude. So here we go. Like, I need a few minutes to gather my things.
Want me to take a hike? I'll get out of your hair.
Right? So sometimes maybe you would say, like, want me to leave.
Yeah, and then I said, I'll get out of your hair. Which that's a good
one. It's like, great, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, great bonus phrase that I don't think we've taught on the show yet. So this is great. Yeah. Okay, and then another one would be, oh, you never cared about me anyways.
Oh, take a hike.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. I got argument. All upset.
Scary.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. So before we leave our listeners with a final thought here, guys, remember you can get the transcripts. I mean, we've thrown out a lot of good words today, good phrases, and you don't want to lose them. You don't want to let them, don't just let this episode go by, right? Get the transcripts, allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So you start getting them every Monday for the upcoming week.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. So what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, these two words, as we've just hashed this out, right? We can see that these words are so similar, but there may be some very subtle differences. But the most important thing is just start noticing them and start using them. Don't be afraid of making a mistake.
Definitely, definitely. Listen to how others use this and you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, this has been awesome and fun to reflect on hikes and, you know, and getting tricks out of nature.
Yeah,
in
hearing about your experiences, that's been great.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.